It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Well, are you ready for tonight's debate? Many are getting ready.
Oh, and for those Joe Sixpacks out there playing a drinking game at home, Maverick.
And that, of course, was Tina Fey doing her infamous impression of vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin and a drinking game. People really are playing drinking games, and joining us this morning are two men who are really making that happen. Shane Welch and Jeff Gorelicken are from the brewery Brooklyn's Six Point Craft Ales and the inventor of, get this, Hop Obama Ale. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So why did you guys decide to create a candidate-specific beer? Is this some kind of endorsement?
Not really. It's more so we could play Barack Bingo. Actually, we just got done playing Sarah Palin Bingo during the last debate.
So, but why make this beer?
The beer was supposed to be designed in sort of a tribute into what he's doing and how it kind of represents what we were doing as a company, both the grassroots style, how he had to bring it up out of nothing, the power of the internet, mobilizing people. And all the energy that was behind it.
Well, do you have other beers? I mean, think about the names. This is great for marketing. I mean, what about Sarah Palin Pale Ale, McCain Maverick Lager?
Well, you could, but we definitely want to let people know that this is not an attempt for us to kind of grab any of the momentum from the Barack campaign, because as soon as this whole thing is over, we're retiring this beer. And we're giving the proceeds from this beer to a Get Out the Vote program.
And Shane, talk about the recipe a little bit. I mean, how does one come up with the Hop Obama Ale?
It's a pretty diverse beer. We have malts and hops coming from all over the world, different regions, and then all brought together with the Scottish yeast strain and New York City tap water, and fermented, of course, in Brooklyn.
And I know you don't like to say it's a microbrewery. You're calling it a craft brewery.
Yeah, I mean, the definition has changed a little bit over the years. Microbreweries are what people think of kind of in the 80s and 90s. And at the end of the 90s, a lot of people kind of got turned off by it because a lot of the microbreweries seemed to resemble wine coolers. So you had a lot of strawberry beers and blueberry beers. And now it's kind of gone all back to the ingredients and all back to the process. So the latest wave of breweries have been deemed craft breweries because what they do is they take the simplicity of the four ingredients in beer, water, yeast, barley, hops, and it really becomes more of a process-oriented focus.
So does your company tend to sort of make political statements when the Hop Obama beer is no longer available? What's next?
Oh, we're definitely going to ruffle some feathers with something else.
We've actually had some bars that wouldn't carry the beer, that love our product, but they're like, you don't mix beer in politics.
You have a bottle of it here. Why don't you taste it for us and
absolutely.
Tell us what...
Well, I think what would be helpful is here it is getting opened right by the mic.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
it's almost too early for this.
And
that's why I'm having you do it.
Pouring into the glass.
I got to work still. So what's the flavor like?
Well, really what it is it's full, to describe it, it's, I'd say, medium to full-bodied, caramel flavor, a little bit of biscuit in the aftertaste.
A little fruity.
Yeah, that's from the ale. We ferment at pretty high temperatures. And you get a lot of esters from the fermentation, so you get a lot of the fruit in there. But then in the aftertaste, you get that really nice... palate-cleansing bitterness, kind of a pine.
Okay, Shane Welch and Jeff Gorelicken are from the brewery Brooklyn's Six Point Craft Ales and the inventors of Hop Obama Ale. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.